Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
This book for you.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Dr. Burton W. Folsom back on the show. Bert is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. He's a professor of history at Hillsdale College. He's the author of several books, including the two new ones, New Deal or Raw Deal, and then the follow-up to that, which he co-authored with Anita Folsom, FDR Goes to War, two of the very important list of books that Bert has written. He's our good friend, Bert Folsom. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, good to be with you.
It's good to have you back. Bert, for some time now, President Obama has been talking about income inequality and shared opportunity, that kind of thing. And right. It comes from the well of zero sum game, right? It comes from the people who see a fat person and think that they're fat because somebody else didn't get enough food, and there's a thin person somewhere who doesn't have enough to eat because there's a fat person, and that doesn't resonate in America very well, does it?
It doesn't. The first president to really push that was Franklin Roosevelt. I got into that in the two books that I did that you mentioned, and in New Deal or Raw Deal, he was just constantly saying that we've got to share the wealth, and of course tax rates went way up. They always do, because the idea is that you're going to give to another group. So that in 1932, the year Roosevelt was elected, the top tax rate was 25%, and within by the beginning of his next term, it was 79%. And what we see that's interesting is that he was able to win that election. So I agree with you. It's not a concept that goes well in America. But presidents like Roosevelt were able to make it work. And Obama has often said that he often traces some of his ideas back to Roosevelt. Okay, we've done more new things here than any president in the last 60 years. Well, he's making a reference to Roosevelt. And so Obama's trying to replicate the model that Roosevelt tried, that enabled Roosevelt to be elected for four terms.
Well, exactly, and the thing is, though, what's interesting is he uses that term shared opportunity because it sounds good, but the truth is America was built on equal opportunity, right? It was built on the ability to where everybody has the ability to earn their own way, and right. without interference from anybody. If they want to work hard enough, they can do that. They don't need the government to step in for them.
Yes, we'd call that equality of opportunity.
Yes.
Not that we always succeeded, because black Americans and women didn't always have that early in our history, but we worked our way toward that. And that was the goal that we had. And sometimes political thinkers call that natural rights, that everybody has a natural right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and that was what our founders believed, and that's what we worked toward in this country, and that's the idea that gave this country a lot of success and economic growth.
Well, you know, and one of the things that the president said two or three years ago, he started talking about those who are more fortunate.
Yeah.
We need those who are more fortunate have an obligation to do this or that, and so he would call me one of the more fortunate because I'm a successful business person. And so I resisted that, and I resent him saying that to me, for example, Bert, because I don't consider myself to be fortunate because I'm successful. I'm fortunate because I'm an American. I do admit that. I'm an American, and that makes me fortunate. But I didn't, whatever I have wasn't because I was fortunate. It was because I worked hard, and I took a lot of risks, and I failed and came back from those failures and somehow, miraculously, found success because I was fortunate enough to be an American.
I think that what you've described is the model of success. The implication of President Obama and people who promote this idea that economic inequality is a huge issue and needs to be addressed, the idea is that people aren't, the people are working about the same, but some are getting somehow lucky, mm-hmm. or they have better connections, this kind of thing, and therefore the results are unequal.
And it's class warfare.
It
Bert,
is.
And that's the most despicable kind of narrative I think you can have, especially in America these days. And it does not serve. It does not serve our long term well-being of America. I'll tell you that. Quick break. Right back with Bert Folsom. We're going to talk some more about this after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.